Take your Bibles and turn to the book of Ephesians, please. Ephesians chapter 6 this morning. Ephesians chapter 6. We're going to read verses 1 through 3 this morning. I'll read aloud as you read silently. That's the book of Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 through 3. Would you please stand to your feet this morning in honor of the Word of God as we read the Word of God together? Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for mothers, and thank you for this day that we set aside to honor them. God, thank you for all the mothers in this room. Thank you for good, godly mothers. Lord, I pray that you would bless them today. I pray you'd bless us all as we sit and hear the Word of God preached this morning. Speak to our hearts. Holy Spirit, teach us what we need and give us the courage to apply what we have been taught this morning. And Father, if there's somebody in this room that does not know for sure that they're going to heaven, I pray that they would get saved this morning. Now, Father, for all that to be accomplished, we need you to anoint our pastor with thy Holy Spirit power. Use him this morning to help us. In Christ's name, amen. You may be seated.
As you're being seated this morning, I need you to check your cell phone and make sure that it is turned to off or silence for me, please, so it will not go off in the service. Navy SEAL Team Number 6 has returned from Pakistan, and they're awaiting you in the parking lot if it goes off. Those guys are good, so you better watch it, all right? Just make sure you have it turned off or to vibrate, please. Honor your father and your mother, the Bible says. Notice what it says in Ephesians chapter 6. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. First time God commanded his people, and generally speaking, as it were, first commandment he gave to a nation or a group of people, the first commandment that had a promise attached to that was to honor your father and your mother. Now, obviously, we're not going to talk to dads much today. We're going to talk mostly about mom and to mom for just a moment. Mother's Day came about because of church. Anna Mae Jarvis, young lady who just loved her mother so much, went to her pastor one day and she said, "Pastor, could we have a special day to honor moms?" Her mother had meant so much to her in her life and had helped her so many ways. Her mother was still alive then. And the pastor said, "Well, sure, that's a great idea." So they had that. And then Anna Mae Jarvis thought that was so special, she went to the mayor of her city, Philadelphia, and said, "Would you please make a declaration to declare one Sunday out of the year Mother's Day?" And she pressed the mayor a bit about it, and he agreed, and they had a Mother's Day in Philadelphia in the early 1900s. She went to the governor of the state of Pennsylvania. Same thing, he made the proclamation. They had declared the second Sunday in the month of May as Mother's Day. She wasn't content with that. She felt like all mothers should be honored. So she went to the President of the United States and pressed him on this issue of Mother's Day and asked him, please, work through her congressman and all that sort of thing. Finally, they declared the second Sunday in May as a Mother's Day in America because she wanted to honor her mother. Do you understand what honor in the Bible means? Honor does not mean, well, let's talk about what it does mean. Honor means to value them according to their worth. Say, "Well, my mother wasn't worth much, Pastor Johnson." You're missing the point this morning. Listen, you're not supposed to honor your mother for what she isn't. You're supposed to honor your mother for what she is, her good qualities. My mother was a drunkard. She was married to a Baptist preacher who ran off on her, my dad. She got mad at God and turned to drink and became a drunkard. I do not remember in my childhood a memory of my mother where alcohol was not associated with that. She went to work every day, though. I never saw her ever, in the years I lived with her as a boy, I never saw her ever call off work because of a hangover or because she was drunk. She remarried a man who was a bartender and a drunk. And then we grew up in a drunkard's home as a boy. My mother's in heaven now. She was a saved woman. She knew Christ as her Savior. And her bitterness in her life, unfortunately, changed the way she, the path she chose for her life. And we went with her on that path. So my childhood was a difficult childhood. I want you to listen to this preacher this morning. But I do not say that about my mother to dishonor her. Because what I remember most about my mother was how hard she worked. What I remember most about my mother was, though we lived in a drunkard's home and her and my stepfather fought a lot, our house was never messy. It was never filthy. I remember Saturdays where Saturday was clean the house day. She worked Monday through Friday, so Saturday was clean house day. And I mean, we took the house apart and cleaned it. We all got involved in that. I remember her fried chicken. She's from Texas. So if you're from Texas, it's white gravy and fried chicken. Can I get a witness on the white gravy this morning? Yes, all right, there we go. And she'd take that Crisco and fry that chicken up and then pour off some of the Crisco and leave enough of the Crisco and the oil in the bottom with the little noogies from off the fried chicken that she made, and then make white gravy out of that. Oh, my. Mashed potatoes and whatever vegetable was in season, we'd have that. Didn't have anything in season, she'd have some kind of canned vegetables. Don't recall a lot about biscuits, but I remember fried chicken. I remember years later when I was in the service, I came home, and she knew automatically that I wanted fried chicken, mashed potatoes, and white gravy. And you make I used to do it in the old days, make a mound of mashed potatoes and stick about a half a stick of butter inside of there, and then cover it real good. Then make a little depression on top. Don't break where the butter is. Make a little depression on top and just baptize that in gravy. And then when you poke that, that butter would come oozing out of there. Oh, yes. All right, let me look at my notes. I already forgot where I am this morning. Let me see here. Yes, we lived in a drunkard's home, but I remembered how much it broke my mother's heart. See, well, she should have done something about it. I agree. But I remember her compassion. To honor your mother is not to recall, as it were, or to hold up the value in her life according to what she didn't do. To honor her is to honor her for what she did do. Now then, all of us this morning have a mom, no question about that. All of us, all of you ladies will not be mothers maybe, but all of us have a mother. That's why Ephesians chapter 6 talks to us as children. I'm 57 years old, but I'm still her son. And it's still important that 57 that I honor my father and my mother. Now that we need to get that truth today. Say, well, she's in heaven now, and you know, blah, blah. Yes, I understand it. But I'm still called as her son, as her child, I am still called to honor my mother. Now, there's two things here that we need to look at this morning very quickly. Number one is the call to mothers. Now, that's not implied or even taught here, but there is an implication here. Ladies, listen to me. You moms this morning, when it says to honor your mother, it means there's a call to mom to live a life that is worthy of honor. Then there is the commandment to those of us who have a mother to honor her. Let's talk to the moms for a moment first, please, if you would. The call here to honor your mother, ladies, you moms today, is a call for you to have a life that has honor to it. None of you are going to be perfect mothers. No, there'll be no perfect human beings. None, there's only been one, that's Jesus, that walked this earth. So we'll have no perfect moms. But in our society today, it seems like the more you have failures in your life and the more your life has failures in it, the greater the opportunity you have to become famous. to become well known. Not for success in life, that's accomplishing something for good, but to the world today, mothers who have failures in their life seem to be more popular than anything else. Well, that's the world that has gotten things turned around. But that's the world. Then there's this group of moms today who feel like because they were not perfect and haven't been perfect, didn't do everything they were supposed to do, there's no use trying. Now that's a mistake also. Mom, you won't be able to leave a perfect example behind or in your life for people to say, or your children to look at you and say, I had a perfect mom. But is your life, is there value and worth to it in the sight of God and the sight of others? We have a society today that's determined to be selfish, and that your honor today by the world's impression is not only by doing wrong, but by living for yourself. Do what you want with your life. Live the way you want. How your life is valuable is live for you. Making sure you're happy with you and content with you, and it's all about you. That's the wrong thing. 10,000 times that's the wrong thing. How many times do we have to look at society and people who have chosen that path in life only to get to the end of that path to find there's no good in it anyway? A life of self is a very shallow life. It really doesn't produce anything of value or worth. Trust me, trust me. I gave you example after example in history this morning, but I will not belabor the point other than to tell you this. A life lived for self is a life that's lived for nothing. All the night, it's just give myself to others. The word mother has the word other in it for a reason. They have that quality about them. You understand? You ever think sometimes biblically how God has such high expectations for women and for men and what the way he made us? You ever realize that God put a lot of expectations on women? Do you think that's because he wants them subservient and second-class citizens? Or because in his creation of women, he understood they had a quality to be able to do something exceptional with their life of what he asked of them. Don't let the Hillaries of this world tell you how to live, ladies. You follow what the Word of God says, and the Word of God teaches you by the very name of mother that it's about what we do for others that makes the difference. And the value of your life is going to be found in your investment in others. That's where the worth of life will be. And in thereby finding in that value, you'll find your own self-worth. Because we're no better in life than when we fulfill God's intended purpose in creating us. A mother of honor enriches the lives of those around her. She enriches it by her testimony and her life. So Pastor, you just told us about your mother and how she was a drunkard for a time. She did not live her life a drunkard. She was a drunkard for a portion of her life, but she stopped drinking. Quit on her own, as it were, and spent a good portion of her life sober. Her testimony, though, still in my mind, in my heart, because our family was broken up and we moved back and forth between relatives so much, I didn't have a close relationship with my mother. By her choice and for a period of time in my life, by mine. But her testimony was a woman who would give herself for others. Her testimony, dear people, you understand your testimony of what people know about you is where they're going to value you. And from value comes honor. Listen to me, Mom. Your faith is a powerful testimony and a powerful value in life. See, I never remember my mother teaching me anything about the Bible or teaching me anything about spiritual things. I did not know until I was a teenager that my mother was saved. But I remember sitting one night and she told me and gave me her testimony. I'd gotten right with God a little bit later in life myself, and I asked her about her testimony, and she could produce a very clear testimony of her salvation. First of all, Mom, do you know Christ as your Savior? Have you accepted him for your salvation, trusting him alone to be your personal Savior? Number two, do your kids know it? This thing about your faith and what you believe, Say, well, my life is not everything it should be, so I don't know as I've got the right to tell anybody anything. Well, if we all have to be perfect to tell anybody about Christ, we're never going to tell anyone. Now, are we? But then your faithfulness, Mom, that consistency that holds the thing. During the Napoleonic Wars, Napoleon was the Emperor of France. Right in the midst of the wars and the difficulties and the battles they were facing in France at the time, they asked Napoleon, what is France's greatest need? He was a general and a leader of men and all these sorts of things. And Napoleon, without hesitation, Napoleon looked at the man and he said, France's greatest need is mothers. He understood what was the rope of that held society together. He understood the value of that. He understood that and the importance of it. And Mom, you don't have to be a perfect mother, but we should be working at this thing of having a life worthy of honor. Yeah, I know in society we'll remember mostly of our failures and mostly of our flaws, but those who are closest to you, when they really sit down and think about your life, they'll value you by the life that you lived and what you did that was right. Honor your mother is a call to moms. Honor your mother is a commandment to every child. It's a commandment. See, look at the Bible now this morning very quickly. Notice what it says here. Honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment with promise. Now that tells me something about us and our moms. Now listen to me this morning. You just say, you're a child's mother. You got a mom somewhere, whether she's in heaven or whether she's on this earth, whether you're close to her or not close to her. See, there are no qualifications in our attitude toward our mothers when it comes to honoring them. Doesn't say honor your good mother. Doesn't say honor your perfect mother. Doesn't say honor your Christian mother. Doesn't say honor your mom who does everything she should do. Doesn't say that. It says to honor your mother. But it says it with a commandment attached to it. Now that means this. I am not obedient to God if I don't honor my mother. She was a hardworking woman. It would be dishonest for me to not be hardworking in my life. She was a woman who had decency about her and the way she carried her, the way she conducted herself with her family and her home as far as cleanliness and those sorts of things. It would be wrong for me to live in a pigsty. There's some honor here, ladies and gentlemen, and it's a commandment which means this. If I do not honor my mother, I'm not right with God. It's as simple as that. Yeah, but Pastor Johnson, look at what your childhood was. No, forget my childhood. Let me talk to you this morning. What about your mom today? Do you see having to honor her because you're having a hard time looking at something that's worthy of honor? Or do you realize it's a matter of obedience in our lives? See, I don't get to honor my mother. I have to honor her. I want to honor her. I was thinking about her this morning sitting here, and she went to heaven in December of 2009. And I was thinking about her this morning, wondering if she is watching me preach from heaven. I don't know. She saw me preach one time. I've been preaching for 30-some-odd years. She saw me preach one time when I did a funeral for a loved one in the Sacramento area where she was living. She came to the funeral service. So I know she heard me preach one time while I was on this earth. Now, almost a year and a half later, she's been in heaven. I wonder if she watches me preach from heaven. Now, we can excuse ourselves in life because of the flaws of our mother, or we can step up and say, I have to honor God by what He told me to do. So you see, whether you had a good example or a bad example or an excellent mother or a mother with a lot of flaws in her life, doesn't make any difference. Honor your father and your mother. It's a commandment, the Bible says. Do it out of obedience because the Bible tells you to do so. And I don't, look at me, let's get off the whining and crying thing this morning about the failures of our mothers, shall we? Let's look at it in a proper fashion. Your mother is worthy of honor. Because God knew that when He put that in the Bible. He knew we would have good moms and bad ones. He knew we'd have the right kind of mother and the wrong kind. He knew what kind of moms would be on this earth. He knew that. So He put a commandment in there that covers everybody. And it does. Now listen carefully this morning. And to honor her is for your benefit more than hers. See, look what it says there in chapter 6 and verse number 3. It says, that it may be well with thee, not your mom, you. That it may be well with thee, the Bible says, and thou mayest live long on the earth. The quality and the quantity of your life on this earth is affected by your obedience to verse 2. Now listen to me this morning. A lot of the ills of our society are related to the fact that people are not right with their parents. Yeah, that's right, because of what their parents didn't do. No, because it's honor, not about fault. It's about what they did that's right. Because we don't find honor in our parents today. And you do. Your mother and your father are worthy of honor. I guarantee you that. We can go down the list of all their mistakes and things they shouldn't have done, but I guarantee you have a mother that's worthy of honor this morning, and it will never be well with you until you do this, until you find honor in that mom. And there is honor there. There are things that she taught you and that you knew. Maybe you're adopted this morning, and you never got to know your biological mother, but you had a mother who chose you. You know, that's a very special thing. That's very special. I had a friend when I was in high school who was I think I was 14 or 15 at the time. He was a year or so older than me. And his parents were in their 80s. And everybody in the neighborhood knew this kid was adopted. But the parents never told him. They were fearful. They thought if we tell him he's adopted, we don't know how it'll affect him. Now, I guarantee you some knucklehead teenager told him somewhere down the road. But I've met young people before who were adopted, and some of them struggle with it because they feel like, well, I was forsaken by my biological parents. And I've counseled with some people on it before, and I always told them, you know, you're pretty special. Somebody chose you. The rest of us, we just kind of took what we got, but somebody chose you. They picked you out of a crowd and said, that's the kiddo I want for mine. That's pretty special stuff. You know that? Hey, but listen. We can either go around the rest of our lives burdened by their failures and mistakes, or we can look at their lives and find the honor that's worthy and attach that, and then it'll be right with you. And it never will be until you do that, that it may be well with thee. So listen, it's for your benefit more than even for mom. It's interesting how, you know, a card or some flowers or a small gift or something like that, it's interesting how much moms appreciate that sort of thing. You give dad a card, you know, he looks at it, yeah, that's nice. If money doesn't fall out of it or a round of golf or something like that, he kind of looks at it and goes, yeah, there we go. Most guys who bought Mother's Day cards for your wife yesterday, you didn't even read the whole thing. Did you? You just picked it up and picked it by the color. And how much is that thing? Then you handed it to her and she read it and she goes, thank you, honey. You go, sure. But moms have a way of appreciating things, don't they? Every Mother's Day, I always think about that mom that we went to visit when I was in Bible college. We had a ministry in the jail service, in the jails there in the area. This young man who was he was a teenage boy, but he committed a horrible crime and was put in a prison, a jail with a bunch of grown men. And those guys tortured that boy. Just tortured him. But he begged us to go and see his mom. Calumet City, on the other side, southeast part of Chicago, as it were, and by the Hammond. We went over in Calumet City. It's a street there. It's nothing but a bunch of bars and body houses and stuff. Place Al Capone used to hang out with him and his crowd. He went up to an old broken down house stuck between two bars. We walked up to get on the front porch and it was collapsed. And you could see through the broken window that the front room was collapsed in the center of the room. And we were standing there and we checked the address again. Now, that was the house. I'm sure this is it. And we stuck our head around the corner. A lady stuck her head out of the door and she said, can I help you? We said, yes, ma'am. We're from the Cook County Juvenile Hall, the jail. And this boy gave me, I don't remember his name now. This boy asked us to come and see this lady. Are you that? She goes, that's my son. We went into a little room on the side of that broken down house. Talked with her for a few minutes. She was a woman who was hardened by years and life and by sin. But as we talked to her about her son, she said, how is he? She said, I can't go up there. Which means she'd been arrested herself. She was a prostitute. She says, you know what my life is here? And I said, yes, ma'am, I believe I do. She said, tell my son that I love him when you see him next week, please. And tell him I'm sorry that I can't come see him. Did you know that prostitute mama stuck between two bars in a broken down house had high expectations for her son and hopes that his life would be right? And did you know that that young man was embittered in his life because of her flaws and failures? And now he was about to follow a life of crime. And you say, yep, that's his mother's fault. Nope. That's his fault. And it'll never be well with you until you honor your mother. Never. Value her for what she is. That's right, that it may be well with thee. And that thou mayest live long on this earth. The length of your life is affected by this. Now that's powerful thought, folks. It'll never be right here, and it'll never be right in this life until I honor my mother. It's got to be right. So when I talk about her, to use an example of where she came up short in her life, I use it as an example. But that's not how I think of my mother. I think of the value of her life. She was a very intelligent woman. That's where I probably failed her most. But she was a very intelligent woman. Well-versed, conversant, fun. I want my life to honor that which she taught me that's right. And I made peace with the failures and flaw thing a long time ago. And now, it is well with me. How long I live, don't know about that. Keep eating that fried chicken, it won't be long, I can tell you that. But I will go out happy. I'd rather go out eating a chicken leg than a granola bar, I can tell you that. Your mother has her worth and her value. Find it, see it, realize it, and acknowledge it by how you treat her and how you live the life you have on this earth. A mother's greatest honor is a life well lived by one of her children. That's your greatest honor. That prostitute mom in Cal City, she didn't want her son in jail. She didn't want him following her path and her life. She understood that. Now listen, so let's decide this morning that Mother's Day is not going to be just a day where she gets flowers and a nice lunch and gets the day off. Let's decide Mother's Day is a day where I set out by how I live my life to honor that which she did that's right, and honor it by how I live it, and I value it for what it is and what it should be, and then my life will be, well, the Bible says it'll be well with me. And our life may live long on this earth. Let's stand our feet, please, this morning.